Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Here broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash, a calming Thursday, where there's never a shortage that is job security for us, guaranteed.
Yes.
This is a commie-rich environment that we get to always discuss, and being Americans with a legal constitution that says that communism is flat out illegal, we've got tons to talk about.
Oh, I know. As you know, there was a part of me that was a little disappointed when I found out yesterday that the election results were in for the Chicago mayor. And Mayor Beetlejuice lost. She came in third place.
Yeah, can you believe
Lori Lightfoot basically got the boot from the people of Chicago because of the out-of-control crime, ran that place into the ground. And, man, there was just such good content that came from the policies that... I mean,
it kind of makes you wonder. When you know who's controlling the elections through the election fraud, she must have made her own people mad somewhere.
Right.
Right.
Oh, well, she's making them look bad. I mean, this is the quintessential Democrat-ran city. Democrat policies, running businesses that are leaving, running them out of the city, crimes out of control. And I thought, oh man, we got some good material from her while she was in. But, well, that doesn't mean her, you know, whoever is to follow isn't going to give us more. But there's no shortage. Even without that, there's good riddance.
Yep.
I don't think it'll change anything. I mean, significant. We'll see. It would really take a true conservative
there. And typically, if they replace somebody, it's with somebody worse anyway. So I don't know. You know, it's almost six in one hand and half a dozen in the other.
We'll,
you know,
we'll
so
see.
which is worse?
Their experiment was a failure. Okay, so
right.
let's see. Since we have so much. Is there something you wanted to hit on before we get into the word?
Well, no, I think we should probably hit the word of the day so that we don't drag it out so long. Because as we know, the good news is the best news.
And, yes.
And so that's where we're at. So the word of the day for Thrash a Commie Thursday comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 38 through 58, which read, "But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another kind of flesh for fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's it.
Wow. That is cool.
Isn't that a cool explanation?
Yes. That's what we have to look forward to.
Right. I just love, I mean, it's just almost poetically written.
Right.
How it describes every different thing that, how it starts as corruptible and becomes incorruptible.
Yes.
Right. And so are we, you know, that, and the whole thing about the mystery with the rapture in verses 51 and 52, you know, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, we've all heard that.
Oh yes.
We've all heard that verse multiple times, especially
right there.
Yeah, exactly. You usually stop right there, or you don't read prior to that.
Right.
But that kind of lays out the whole entire process of why and how that works, especially the most interesting part of the first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And so talking about the first Adam and the last Adam.
Right.
And so the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The last Adam being Jesus Christ.
Right.
So,
yes.
And I've heard about people, I mean, I've heard the verses before about Jesus being the second Adam. And,
yeah,
and you
kind of
go
too.
And you go, but
yes.
How does that figure? What does that exactly mean? Well, it's kind of just like the poetic version of the first man and the second man. The first man that was limited, the second man that brings us over the hump into total incorruption.
Right. I was going to say to completion.
Right.
Where Adam was, yeah, and this is what we keyed in on, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago with one of the words of the day. And it described how God would describe everything that he created as good. This is good.
Right.
This is very good.
Yeah.
Until he made man. And then it was so.
And then it was so good.
Right. And, you know, a further study into that revealed that, well, because we're not complete. You know, this is the
right.
beginning. So Christ, being the second Adam, is the completion of God's special project. And that's mankind.
Right, exactly. And it's not even just us choosing him. It's the fact of a rebirth of, you know, being born again into incorruption.
Right.
You know, that's even better, you know, because the part that says, and it was so, where it says, you've got a lot of, you got some stuff you have to do, right?
Right.
Before you can be good. Right.
Oh yeah.
And so that's that whole process, putting on incorruption, and not just me, even just being willing to make those decisions and choosing to love God, but the fact that doing that actually truly leads you into the next stage,
yes.
the rebirth.
Yes.
That's so amazing.
That is. That's just really exciting. And you know, there right now with all the darkness, and we're going to thrash on some commies today because they deserve it. And we also need to remember that there is revival happening too.
Yes.
And people are turning, you know, this Asbury revival that's been taking place that everybody's been talking about in, what's that, Kentucky, I believe, somewhere.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or Tennessee. Anyway, wherever that was. Apparently now they've shut it down, but now it's spilled over into a stadium now.
Right, yep.
So they're saying that the Asbury University shut it down because they were using this Nick Hall there, Well, there was plenty of space at the Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington, Kentucky, located about 30 minutes from Asbury in Wilmore. And while hundreds showed up for the at the last minute, low-key, free-flowing event, the revival meeting did not gain enough publicity beforehand to fill the massive arena. But it is, I mean, now it's going into the arena. And so we're going to start seeing, and we're hearing more and more about revivals that are taking place at the local levels, at churches that start off a two-hour thing and then go through the night. That's not something we've seen in a long time.
Exactly. That stands out. That is extremely significant when those kind of things start happening. And they not only do they not stop, but they even will relocate and continue.
Right, you know, and get even bigger.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing to see, you know, especially when, you know, like I have this one article here from Epic Times that asks the question, what are the costs when America loses its religion?
Yeah.
Well, the costs are incalculable.
Yeah, the exact word I was just going to use. Yep.
You could not possibly even imagine the extent of the cost of losing God. I mean, that is quite the question, because, you know, they go into percentages. You know, the percentage of Americans who claim to have no religious affiliation is now around 21%, according to the 2022 Gallup survey. And when the survey first began in the 1950s, that figure was less than 4%. Mm-hmm. Yet, as America becomes less religious, has the country also quietly lost one of its core foundations for social harmony? Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes.
You know, and that's just the beginning.
Those
of
are the people
that
say they have absolutely no religious or spiritual affiliation with anything whatsoever.
Right.
That's gone from 4% to, you know, over 21%. But the people that do have, the reason why there's almost 80% spiritual religious affiliation is a lot of it's New Age, New Age stuff. I mean, they're spiritual, all right. You know, they're in touch with the universe, which is flowing through all of us. And, you know, this kind of stuff. So but Christianity, sadly, is on the decline in America.
Right.
And there's still roughly, I don't know, at least half of Americans identify as Christians. But a lot of them, you know, well, I was raised, my parents went to church. So, yeah, I'm a Christian. But with this social shifting, this tectonic shift that's taking place, they've really targeted the next generation, trying to separate our children from God as if it were in the Constitution. But with these revivals that are happening, they're happening with young people, with the youth, with this, you know, Generation Y or millennials, or whatever you want to call them now. That I mean, these are, you know, 14 to 24-year-olds to 30-year-olds that are making up these revivals that we're starting to see sprout up. And so this is exactly what we were told too. The Holy Spirit's going to move in the end times.
Well, exactly. And it's fantastic to actually see young people being able to decipher what they're looking at and go, you know what? I don't care what generation I'm in, but those guys are not who I am.
Right.
And I would much rather do the exact opposite of what they're doing, because what they're doing is just absolutely horrifying.
It's insane. It's insanity. And the peer pressure is so powerful, though, for compliance, or at least if you're opposed to it, at least zip it.
Right.
Just don't oppose it. You know, step to the side. We really need you to join us in this.
And stand up every chance you get. Right?
Well, look at the children they have marching out on the soccer fields carrying trans and LGBT flags.
Oh, I know, that are 9 and 10 years old.
Right. Yeah. They don't even have a clue what they're doing. It's just
it's just forced upon them.
With psycho adults cheering, clapping as they're coming onto the field.
Yeah, these adults who can't figure out what school's actually for.
Right. That's, you know, child abuse.
Yeah, it is. It is. And because on the flip side of revival, especially with the young people, I have another article here from American Military News titled Retired General Spaulding is saying the woke regime teaming up with the enemies of the United States, and which is exactly what we've been describing this whole time,
right,
is the the woke regime is Biden. It's the communist coup. And so therefore, of course, they're going to team up with our enemies to bring them all here. They want, this is their overall plan for the destruction of America.
Right.
So, and the woke, I mean, that includes all of that young generation that we see that is just, you know, behaving with the loss of God is what that behavior is. It's the insane, illogical,
irrational.
That's what God is order.
Right.
And so when you remove the element of order and truth from humanity, that's the result.
You have disorder and deception and delusion.
And just utter insanity.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that can say, okay, well, 2 + 2 is blue, because if it was 4, then it would be racist.
Right.
You know, that anybody that can say that without blinking an eye.
With a straight face.
Right, exactly. without being like, huh, I'm pulling over something right on these people. That just is an indicator that they're out of their mind.
Yeah.
And the Lord calls that double-minded, you know, because he puts in us the truth. He puts the Spirit in all of our hearts. That's how he created us since the second covenant. And so we have the truth in our heart, but when you go against it that hard and your heart is hardened against the truth so much that you're willing to accept that, that's the kind of crazy stuff that we see.
Yes.
And it's also going to be the downfall of everything good.
Which is why we stand for what is good.
That's right.
What is true.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, and you also had touched on another subject that I wanted to briefly add something to, about this whole New Age thing, where what they're teaching is that aliens are coming to save us from planetary destruction, from overpopulation, and from climate change.
Right.
Okay. And so they fully believe that the aliens are going to be the saviors of this planet.
There's a growing number of people that you would think are otherwise normal, you know, level-headed thinking adults that actually are buying into this. And look at the video commercials that pop up now about these beings in this documentary, and they're exposing, you know, these people are coming to help us.
Right.
And they're advanced technology, advanced civilizations. We're destroying the earth. We're destroying mankind.
Right.
They are going to come to help us. They're not aliens from outer space. They are demonic.
Exactly. They are. They're the fallen angels, basically, the produce of the fallen angels. And so, but you and I had seen the one video that people, even scientists, are not able to refute about the whole third and fourth grade of a South African elementary school that was doing a field study one day, and the whole class of children encountered what they said was a, you know, like a UFO with these little men walking around outside with big black eyes, and they all drew pictures, they all drew the exact same things, and they said that they communicated with them telepathically, and this is what, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And what these things communicated to them was that they were here to save the earth from overpopulation, from being destroyed, from, you know, basically everything that the UN is saying right now.
Right.
And so when you think about that being the one case that nobody can refute, because those people that were of that classroom still say to this day the same exact thing.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, even as adults now, every single one of them are saying this is what really happened. This is after a litany of
psychologists,
child psychologists. Yeah, I mean, they separated the children. They tried to get them to tell the truth, and all of them to this day as adults have stuck to their story. And in fact, many of them have chosen career fields that are oriented toward humanities, toward environmental studies,
environmental protection, because of what these so-called aliens told them.
At least one, maybe two of them, joined the UN,
the United Nations. Yeah. Yep.
And this is a United Nations and a World Economic Forum talking point,
right,
that we have to save the Earth. And so, you know, this is it's just interesting how we're seeing the UFO narrative being pushed at official levels, from the government declassifying documents to studies and research. I mean, you know, now NASA has put together a clergy team of people from all these various different faiths.
Right.
In the event that we make contact with creatures from outer space, we want to be able to have a spiritual representation of Earthlings,
right,
to help the people cope with these. So it's the big setup. I couldn't believe it is actually a NASA program where they are bringing these clergy on, and it's not really for them to be ambassadors to the outer space creatures. It is to go back to their congregations. And there's Muslims, there's Catholics, there's Protestants, there's various different, you know, religious groups represented, so they can go back and assure their people, you know, on behalf of NASA, the United States, the global government, whatever, telling everybody it's okay, they're here to help us comply.
Right. And just the fact, right, okay, so we know, first of all, from the word go, that the whole UN agenda is nothing but pure lies and deception in an attempt to take over in a singular world governance structure.
Yeah.
And they'll lie and do whatever they have to in order to achieve that. And so then to find these corroborating demonic fallen, the produce of the fallen angels repeating or maybe instigating that whole line of lies is very stunning. You know, in the world of God and Satan, where Satan gets, you know, is released back to the earth, and, you know, and in the end times he becomes facilitator of the mark of the beast and all of this other stuff to, you know, basically put the kibosh on humanity, you know?
Right.
And everything that the Bible says will happen is happening in this deceptive manner that we see the UN doing right now. And that same deception, it's the same deception that has always existed time and time again, every single generation since Adam.
Yes, it
is. And so it's the same satanic lie that we're seeing only through the fallen angels now. And so, you know, when Jonathan Cahn says the return of the gods, you know, is his book, and the demonic forces are released at the end times, is this what they're talking about?
You know? Well, the reason why I would never touch this subject.
I know, me either.
I mean, for years doing, you know, radio, doing podcasts, this is stuff for, late night AM station stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's important that as Christians, we have the most anti-Christian administration in charge of our own country now in history, working in concert with the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, which are clearly demonic and anti-Christian.
Clearly, yeah.
That are beginning to discuss, and they're trying to prepare the people for to answer the whole question, are we alone?
Right.
And they're actually talking, they're releasing footage taken by, you know, our fighter pilots out over the ocean of, you know, these amazing vehicles that they can't identify. They can go into the water and travel 230 miles an hour under the water.
Right.
And then burst out, you know, and go into the air.
In formation of six at a time.
Right. And then, and then go airborne and disappear, vanish, just whoosh, right through, you know, right out of the, you know, atmosphere and gone at just impossible speeds.
Right.
And this, you know, it's some type of technology. So what they're doing is they're preparing the mind of the people for an encounter. And they're even, you know, all your slipstream news media are in response to this are saying, are we alone?
Right.
Well, no, we're not alone, but they're not from another planet.
Right, exactly.
You know, everything's been happening right here on Earth.
Yep.
No other planet is involved here. This is it.
And so that narrative works, I mean, just right into the word of the day, where it's talking about rapture, where we're all whisked away by Jesus Christ. We go to meet him in the air. And so how are they going to explain that mass disappearance? You know, and so that's right. how that we believe that this is part of their whole deception as to where they're going to lead people down the primrose path by saying, oh, you know, these benevolent beings showed up to save the planet and they got rid of all of the bad people.
Exactly. That's what happened when all these billion people just suddenly vanished from the face of the earth.
Right.
And so they've got their, they're building their explanation for it right
yep,
now.
Yep, their deceptive narrative.
And this brings me to the commie thrashing that I've been looking forward to do. I picked this up yesterday, and this is coming from the post-millennial. It's the anti-Christian narrative that we're seeing. So listen to this. A Washington teacher claims schools need to keep students safe from their Christo-fascist parents.
Oh, wow.
Right. So this is what... this is what a tweet that was put out by the school warning parents to know to, basically of their rights. You have the right to know what's going on with your child. Parents, check your school district's policy regarding keeping info about your child secret from you. An account called the principal's office posted on Twitter, there are some scary policies out there. Schools should not have a right to keep info about your child from you unless abuse by you is suspected. There I said it and mean it. So this is coming from the principal Twitter account. So this Karen, Kelly Love, interesting, a teacher for the Auburn School District responded to the tweet writing, I cannot disagree with this more. So many students are not safe in this nation from their Christo-fascist parents, and our guidelines and laws haven't caught up with this. This is the mentality of people that are completely saturating the public school systems.
That's right.
Right now.
Yep.
The school administrators, the librarians, the school teachers, we see more and more about them boasting of hiding their, convincing one of their students or multiple students that they're the opposite sex,
right.
Hiding their transgender stuff from the parents, helping them with a cross-dressing room where they can go in, you know, leave home wearing normal clothes and change into a dress if you're a boy, or look like a boy if you're, you know, a girl. And this is the kind of stuff that we're up against. Get your kids out of the public schools.
Exactly. That's not a school anymore. That is an indoctrination, evil cabal.
That's where children are being preyed upon.
Yep, exactly.
They're victims. Yep. They're prey. All right, guys, you be safe out there. God bless, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash-a-Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.